This episode of the Axon Creative Podcast is brought to you by True Botanicals. Get 15% off your first purchase at truebotanicals.com/accidental. Hey friends, welcome to the Axon Creative Podcast. My name is Todd Henry. I am your host. I hope you're all staying healthy and that your families are well and your loved ones are well and that you are staying optimistic in the midst of what we're all walking through right now. Listen, I know we use the word unprecedented pretty often when we're talking about what's going on right now culturally and globally, but this is in fact unprecedented, and at least in the last handful of generations it is. And so just encourage you, as I said on the last podcast, you know, make sure that you're building some rhythms into your life, make sure that you're taking care of yourself, taking care of the people that you care about, making sure that you are minding your focus, your relationships, whatever that looks like at this time, making sure that you're connecting with people, whether that's virtually or at a safe social distance, managing your energy, making sure you're putting valuable stimuli into your mind, and making sure that you're using this time to manage your hours for effectiveness, not just efficiency. And maybe that's one of, I mean, in this unbelievably terrible circumstance that we're in right now, maybe one of the gifts that we will find on the other side of this is that we have had to reshuffle priorities in some ways, and think differently about our time and think differently about, sort of how we're approaching our days. There are all kinds of terrible things we're going to be walking through over the next handful of months. But I think that one thing we can do is try to look for small gifts in the midst of it. And maybe that is a small gift that we'll get. It's the benefit of being able to rethink what matters, rethink our priorities, rethink our lives, rethink our time, and those types of things. So I do just wish all of you well right now, and would ask that if there's anything that you want me to talk about right now on the show, feel free to reach out. interact@accidentalcreative.com is my email address. Please don't pitch yourself as a podcast guest. I'm looking for topics only. But if there's a topic you want to talk about, or you want me to talk about, or would like to explore, feel free to reach out. interact@accidentalcreative.com. Today's guest is Jason Van Orden. Jason is going to help us understand how to get our ideas into the world in a meaningful way. How to position our message and, frankly, even the way that we present ourselves so that it's better received by people on the other end. Now, listen, many of us are maybe going to be in job search mode here very, very shortly. I know that that's likely to be the case for some of us listening. And those of us who aren't, we're going to be facing a very competitive marketplace on the other side of this after we walk through this. And so I think what Jason has to say on this episode is going to be very relevant, very helpful to all of us as we think about our professional lives moving forward, at the point at which we can start thinking about those kinds of things. So we're going to dive into that conversation with Jason here in just a few minutes. Before we do, today's episode is brought to you by True Botanicals. So, life is full of tough choices and trade-offs. And what you put on your body, the kinds of products that you use, that shouldn't be one of them. I mean, especially right now, it's really difficult, right? For many of us, as we're making our way to the grocery, we're trying to find products. True Botanicals is delivered straight to your doorstep. It's filled with natural and organic ingredients, and their skin and body products deliver results without toxins. True Botanicals uses the latest scientific advances in centuries-old botanical extracts to create all-natural formulas in their products, like hydrating face cleanser, face oil for aging skin, and nutrient face mist. Every True Botanicals formula is made safe certified, made without 5,000 plus known toxic ingredients. But unlike most non-toxic products, True Botanicals solutions actually work to repair skin issues. They've worked with leading researchers at leading universities, including Carnegie Mellon and Cornell, to identify nourishing botanical extracts rich in antioxidants, vitamins, and essential fatty acids to develop potent formulas that make your skin routine much more effective. So you've got to try True Botanicals for yourself. Get 15% off your first purchase at truebotanicals.com/accidental. Again, 15% off your first purchase at truebotanicals.com/accidental. truebotanicals.com/accidental. Take care of yourself, friends. Self-care is really important right now. truebotanicals.com/accidental. We thank True Botanicals for sponsoring this episode of the Accidental Creative Podcast. Well, it's great to have on the show today, Jason Van Orden. Jason is somebody I've known for a really long time. Actually, I was on his show a couple of years ago when my book Louder Than Words came out, and we had a great conversation, and I am thrilled for the first time to welcome him to the Accidental Creative Podcast. Jason, welcome to the Accidental Creative.
Yeah. Hey there, Todd. Thanks so much.
So could you just share with us a little bit about you and your work and what you do and kind of, you know, how you got to where you are today?
Yeah, absolutely. So what I do is I help important ideas and knowledge get to the people and populations that they can help and problems that they can help the most. Now, what does that mean? I really love helping coaches, speakers, authors, consultants, you know, those types who really have their message, their story, their expertise that they want to get out there in a bigger way. And I help them leverage the internet to do that, specifically with, you know, content strategy and messaging and positioning, and then especially packaging it up in new income streams, because it can be really hard when all of your income comes from time intensive, you know, you have to show up and work one-to-one or speak or whatever. So I help them come up with more scalable, as we like to say, solutions to package that knowledge and get it out there in the world and therefore have a bigger impact and make more money while they're at it at the same time.
Yeah, I think there's this misnomer in the marketplace. I think a lot of people think if I just had the great idea, right? It's all about the idea. If I just had the idea, then everything's going to fall into place. But it's really not the case. You know, the reality is that so much of success is not just about the idea. That the idea has to be good. The execution has to be good. You know, the product or service or whatever it is has to be good. But also the messaging has to be good. And the way you talk about it has to be good in order for it to really be effective and spread. So what are some things that you find, Jason, that stands in the way? I mean, I don't care if it's like, maybe you have a freelance design business and you're trying to take that to market, or maybe you have a product you've created and you think it really solves a problem for someone and you want to take it to market. What are some barriers that stand in the way of people communicating really clearly with the people they're trying to serve?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think one of the first things I see people run into is they, especially if they're leveraging the internet, as they go on the internet and they're like, okay, what's this marketing thing? And then they start running into some marketing that just doesn't feel great. And they're like, oh, well, I don't want to be that person. And so then they just don't try anything else, right? Which I totally get. There's a lot of really like obnoxious stuff on the internet. So I just want to say there are a lot of ways to get your message out there on the internet. And certainly there are ways they're going to feel authentic and very much about find a way that works for you. So that's the first thing to keep in mind. But then beyond that, I think a lot of times, I often say the absolute most important skill in marketing is empathy. And that's, you know, there's this great quote from a great copywriter, enter the conversation already going on in the mind of your customer. And an easy way to do that is to actually have conversations literally with the kinds of people that you want to serve more of and listen to the language that they use and really get in touch with what is their experience right now? What have they tried before? Why are they still not, you know, where they want to be? And as experts or people who are very well steeped in the things that we do, sometimes we lose touch either because we forget what it's like to be, you know, even if we have been in that place before, we can, you know, forget a little bit what it's like, kind of drift away from some of the nuances, or also markets just shift, you know, the market gets fed up with hearing certain ways of talking about something. I mean, we don't have to look any further than like the dieting market to understand that, right? The same diets get reinvented over and over and over again with different language because people get tired of, and that's just kind of an extreme example, but it's not staying in touch with the market and then communicating and not only a way that's relevant and credible, you know, it's relevant to a pain or a problem that they are experiencing, and credible because, you know, hopefully you have it's a good idea and you have credibility, but that it's also resonant. And that's one of the things I really like to talk to people about, because resonance is about trust. It's about likability. It's about shared meaning, shared values, shared vision of the future, you know, people wanting to be part of something that has, you know, a sense of purpose. It's like, and that you have a sense of purpose to what you're doing, even outside of just making money from your ideas. You know, there's so much research these days that people love doing business with organizations, companies, individuals, brands that really stand for something. And that's where that resonance piece comes in. And when you've got that resonance and relevance at the same time, well, now you're ready to really, really garner attention. Not an easy thing to do on the internet these days, but then, you know, have that attention turn into trust and therefore influence and therefore action, whether that's buying your stuff or just, you know, implementing the things in their lives that you are sharing and having that impact that you want.
Yeah, I want to come back to this idea of resonance and relevance, but I want to go circle back to something you talked about a minute ago, which is, you know, we sort of lose touch with the people we're trying to serve. And I think that's so, that's such a great observation. You know, one thing that I see often is, I'm not the first person to call it this, but the curse of familiarity, right? The idea that you are so familiar with what you do and with your products and your services and all the processes and all the things. And you've done the work so much that it's hard for you to explain it to somebody who has never seen it before, who's never experienced it before. And so you tend to overcomplicate in your communication. Yeah. You know, you make it needlessly complex to the point where people think, well, that's not for me, or that just seems too complicated, or, you know. And I think the hardest thing for us to do sometimes is to, as David Allen calls it, right, to get to beginner's mind, to get to this place of like, okay, if I were explaining this to a five-year-old kid, how would I explain it? And that's not to be reductive or, I mean, the things we do are complex. You know, they do take a lot to explain sometimes, but I think sometimes we make things needlessly complex because we're just too immersed in it. We're too familiar with it.
Absolutely. And, you know, the interesting thing is that, we do what we do because we've probably been in that place before. We see a pain we want to relieve or whatever. And so there's a story behind how we ended up where we're at. And then we, you know, when it comes time to share the thing that we do, we focus so much on, you know, explaining the thing, or the three steps, or the, you know, five pillars of something, or, you know, here's what it's going to do for you. And then we also forget at the same time that, like, our own, as a quick aside, I don't know if we remember, we were just talking about MacBooks before this, because I just switched to Mac, you just got a new Mac. And like years and years ago when the MacBook was a new thing, I remember there was a commercial that Apple put out there where it was actually interviews with the engineers talking about like the origin, the how they came about, you know, designing the thing. They were talking about the materials, and it was like they were telling the story of the MacBook. And I thought that's such a great, interesting thing. It was very different than your usual commercial of like the MacBook Pro, it does this and it does that, and here's all the reason, right? And then that stuff's important too. So what I'm coming back to is like, behind what you do is your story and the thing that's led you to where you are, whether that's certain beliefs that you have that are at the foundation of what you have to say, or why you think your solution is better than other solutions out there. There are, you see a place in the world, you're like, that needs to be different. That needs to be better. There are not enough people are, you know, getting this thing that could help them so much, or they're getting misinformation because of bad marketing and research over here. And so telling our own story of how we came about, of like why we do what we do, and why we, how we discovered this thing that we now want to share with others. Like, this is all rich material, whether it's in content that we put out there, whether it's in the way we teach it, whether it's in the sales process and you're talking to someone. You know, this is the kind of stuff that people really start connecting with. And so just to kind of bring it around to like, don't discount that part. And I think sometimes it's like, oh, well, who wants to hear about me? Yeah, they don't want to just hear about you, but when it's hearing about you as it relates to what's in it for them and what you're offering them, that becomes now relevant and important to them, and stuff that they can really connect with.
Yeah. And, you know, I think, so one thing that I always tell people is like, you want people to fall in love with the idea of your thing more than the thing itself. Right. So, you know, like for example, again, there are a lot of like freelance designers that listen to this show. There are people who are running graphic design businesses, or maybe, you know, marketing strategy businesses, or, people who are, you know, entrepreneurs who are running like actual business, like, I don't mean businesses to discount the other stuff. I'm saying like, you know, they're like right, manufacturing widgets and selling them, you know, kind of thing. And you know, the one thing I always try to encourage people when I talk to them about whatever, whether it's brand or if it's marketing or messaging of some sort, is like, it's not the thing. And you have to get it out of your head, because for you, it's all about the thing. It's about, yeah, here's what this thing is. Here's what the utility is. Here's what it's going to do for you. But for the person you're trying, whose attention you're trying to capture, it's about the idea of the thing and getting them to fall in love with the idea of it. And then they rationalize why they need to buy it. It's like, if you question that, look at car commercials, right? Like, car commercials don't say, all right, let me tell you about the specs of the engine. And let me tell you about the, no, I mean, like, they all feature these images of people in whatever, like a Subaru commercial is always somebody like driving over a mountain and then like driving, yeah, through a river. Like, who drives through rivers, you know? But it's like, yeah, but like, that's what, they, because that's who they're trying to reach, are people who are like, I aspire, I'm in love with the idea of, yeah, being on an adventure, right? Yeah. Versus like, you see truck commercials and it's all about like, they're hauling these like giant, you know, piles of concrete bricks, you know, with a chain. It's like, well, who does that? Yeah. But, you know, it's the idea of it, of power and, you know, all of those. So you want people to fall in love with the idea of it. And I think this gets back to the resonance piece that you were talking about earlier. When you say resonance, what does that mean to you?
Yeah, that's a great question. So one piece of resonance that I tell my clients is the finding your voice piece, which you've talked about so great in Louder Than Words. So, you know, I know you've talked about it on your show. People can read your book. I'm sure many people have read your book, so we don't need to go into that. But that is one piece, is that, like, you know, how you talk about the thing in a way that is authentically you and has a certain power behind it. But then another piece to that is, and I touched on little bits of this, but then I turned it into a framework, because again, with all of this research about how, you know, people, like 79% of people say they'll be more loyal to a brand that has, you know, really has a sense of purpose and communicates that in what they do. And they'll, you know, more readily talk about it to other people and they'll do business multiple times. So then I was like, well, what does that mean to communicate a sense of purpose? And you know, there's like a huge company, Unilever, one of the biggest brands in the world, recently put out an article saying, yeah, we are like doubling down on purpose in our branding because we have actually internally found out that this really drives sales of our stuff. So what does that mean in practice, especially if you're just like the freelancer or the, you know, the consultant or something like that, and you're trying to communicate your products and services and things. So, you know, in my own experience over the last 15 years of helping people develop personal branding and the messaging that goes around that, and then also looking at big brands, whether it's like Whole Foods or Patagonia, a wonderful example of, you know, purpose driven. You know, it's not just in the you know, the messaging of, but it's like, it's in the fabric of their strategy even. Mm-hmm. So what I did is I came up with a 5-part framework that can help people kind of dig these things out. And I think when you dig these things out and then start infusing it, what I found is when you start infusing that into the things that you're saying, it's like that gives this deeper meaning of resonance, where people start going like, okay. Again, I've used the word likability as well, whether it's a, you know, it's likability, but it's also shared meaning, which is like, you know, foundational human connection stuff that where we, that helps us feel, you know, safe, or helps us feel like that's, you know, this person has my best interests in mind. So very briefly, here's the 5-part framework that goes along with this. And that is, you know, number one is I've mentioned belief. So it's like, you know, what is it that you believe that is at the foundation of what you do? Or also you could ask yourself, what is it that I want the people I'm trying to reach to believe after they've encountered my idea, encountered my message? And I'll give a quick example from my own. I believe that the world needs more of these ideas that the internet now allows to reach more people. You know, 20 years ago, it was big media. It was the news. It was big organizations. They're the ones that would have told us, like, here's what's most important, whatever the vertical or niche or thing is. Today, you know, it can be like the woman in Austin, Texas, who has a story about high-risk pregnancies to share that I helped launch a podcast back in 2008, right? Like, she can actually have an impact on, like, no, here's what I think is important to say about the topic that I have experience with. And so that's a belief I have, that if we are going to solve more of the problems in the world, we need to get more of these ideas out. And that's why I love doing what I do. Second thing that you want to dive in and share with people is your vision of the future. You know, in doing what you do, there's also the vision of what you want to happen for the clients that you serve and how things will look different for them. But then there's also probably a bigger vision of what the world or your community or your industry or whatever corner that you're working in will look like thanks to the work that you're doing. And again, like example from my own business, well, I have this vision that as time goes on, you know, these very specific niche experts that people finding the exact person, you know, we've gotten used to being able to go on Spotify and finding that exact music that really is like, oh man, and Spotify is like insanely good at helping us find it. I want more people to be able to find the ideas, you know, whether it's to lose weight, whether it's to, you know, help them with their ADHD, whatever the thing is, be able to find not only the idea that will help them, but the person that they most need and want to receive that thing from. So that's a vision I have of the future. More of those voices out there, more people embracing that leadership role that they can have. Thanks again to the internet. The third thing that you can then pull out of this is, and this is just marketing 101, is value. So we've had beliefs, we've had vision, and value. And value is, this is, you know, what's in it for them. You know, so with the work that I do, well, I help thought leaders have a bigger reach, bigger audience, help them be able to find ways to make more money out of what they do with the time that they have. You know, so those are just the brass tacks again of marketing. It's like, here are the benefits you're going to get from my services, and that needs to be there. If it's not, you're not going to make money. The fourth thing you want is a contribution. And so this is like, well, how does your work contribute to something bigger than you and bigger than your customers? And of course it contributes to your customers. That was value. We talked about that, but it's like, okay, but what is it? How does it, again, greater good, whatever you want to call that thing. And so, you know, with my own work, I see that as contributing to, well, solving more of the world's problems, because it's a greater diversity. I have ideas that are out there connecting with the people who have these problems. That's a contribution to society. And then also I see, you know, it's well, that leads me to the fifth thing. And so we've had beliefs, we've had value. We've had beliefs, we've had vision, we've had the value that you deliver, we've had the contribution, and then there's the reason why. And people want to know that you have a reason why that goes beyond, you know, your own financial gain, your own freedom. Those are fine. I have nothing against that. But when you can also say, well, I also do this because I have this other reason over here. Again, myself as an example, I love what I do because I'm insanely, you know, intensely curious. I love working with all these different experts and thought leaders and encountering their ideas. Like, that really enriches my life. I also love this idea that, well, the more of these people I help to reach their audience and package up their knowledge and expertise in different ways, well, that's kind of a great way to compound my own impact and legacy in the world, is by, you know, it's like compound. I help one person, and what if they go and help 10 or 100 or 1,000, right? And then multiply that up and the number of people I work. So that's a framework of like a purpose-based, meaningful-based, I call it the magnetic messaging framework, just to give it a name. But again, beliefs, vision, value, contribution, and then the last one is reason why. And with, you know, I use different questions, help people tease that stuff out, and then it just gives lots of power and then resonance, to come back to your question, to their message, to their idea.
I love that framework. And it's so, again, it's so broadly applicable. I mean, I know you work with thought leaders and people who are trying to get their idea out into the market, but I think it's, again, it's so broadly applicable to any kind of product, any kind of service, any kind of business. And when you talk about belief, like, what's at the foundation? I mean, to go back to your Apple example, I mean, I know Apple's sort of like the, you know, it's like the one example everybody always goes to, but yeah, I think it's because they've done so many things right over the course of time. You're like, what's at the foundation of Apple? Yeah, it's pretty easy. Like, when you go back to like their relaunch back in the late 90s of like, you know, here's to the crazy ones, here's to the innovators, mm-hmm. you know, the artists, the people who do things differently, the square pegs in the round hole, you know, kind of thing. Like, at the root of it, they, you know, we make tools for people who are nonconformists. Like, we believe nonconformists change the world. Like, there's a belief below that. Well, really, what they're doing is making computers, you know, or making, at the time, you know, that's what they were doing, making computers. But no, you know, they're tools for nonconformists. And, you know, same thing like vision of the future. What's the vision of the future? Well, we believe that these tools are going to change the world because we're going to put them in the hands of people who are nonconformists, you know, and mm-hmm. value. So it's like you can go through all of these regardless of what your, you know, what your area is or kind of what you're doing, and sort of walk through them one by one, tick, 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 tick. And I think it's super, super valuable.
Yeah. I mean, we could name it for Patagonia, and they sell clothing for adventurous people, right? But like, there are very specific beliefs and vision, all those things that are there, again, selling clothing. So absolutely applies across the board.
Yeah. And the reason, I mean, frankly, it almost goes backward. Like, the reason why is what attracts a lot of people to Patagonia to begin with, right? Yeah. They make good looking product, but it's like, but people fall in love with the idea. People fall in love with the why. Like we were talking about before, they fall in love with the why, and then they rationalize themselves into the value and the benefits that you talk about. It's like, it's almost like a backwards thing in a way. Fantastic. Well, Jason, this is great. You have a new show. You've just launched a podcast. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's called Impact. And as people probably already can tell, I love coming up with frameworks. And so I started a show with the premise of every episode is kind of a mini workshop where I give you some kind of framework like the one I just shared that helps you to, you know, market your thing, get it out there, you know, build your audience, get your ideas out there in a bigger way. And that framework that I gave today is actually the first episode, dives into that in more detail. And then I there's always a download that you can go and get with some additional questions or you know, I like kind of guiding people through it. So that's the premise and the format that I've put together for that show. Again, it's called Impact, and the subtitle, just to give people an idea, is how to grow your thought leader brand and business. So yeah, it's about getting your ideas out there and profiting from them and helping more people.
Fantastic. Well, Jason Van Orden, if people want to come find you, obviously they can look for the show Impact. Where else can they come find you?
Yeah, absolutely. You can go to jasonvanorden.com, and podcast is up in the nav bar if they want to listen to the podcast. Or if they're interested in this framework, I put together a little mini site that people can go to explore that called, just go to magneticmessaging.download, magneticmessaging.download, and that'll get more information about the framework we talked about today.
That's great. Well, Jason, this has been super helpful for me. I know, I'm sure it has been for many people listening. So thanks so much for taking the time to be with us.
Yeah, thank you, Tom.
And as always, thank you for listening. If you like this episode, make sure you subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Remember, friends, cover bands don't change the world. Don't be a cover band. You need to find your unique voice if you want to thrive. Stay healthy, friends.